For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. According to new documents, President Trump's one-time lawyer Michael Cohen was in touch with a Russian who actually offered what he called political synergy with the Trump campaign. Prosecutors also say the president directed Cohen to make illegal campaign payments to Stormy Daniels. They're recommending a long prison sentence for him due to his guilty pleas. Cohen has implicated the president in a crime, saying that he was the person who directed him to violate the campaign finance laws. Special Counsel Robert Mueller says he won't ask for any additional time for Cohen, as he's been providing useful information into his Russia investigation. With an additional filing late on Friday night, prosecutors say Paul Manafort lied about his contacts with a Russian associate and Trump administration officials. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game.
Everybody knows, including me, that Life Change Tea is the tea that makes you go. Visit GetTheTea.com for a limited time and use promo code USA and get free shipping. At GetTheTea.com, use promo code USA. At GetTheTea.com.
Another weekend of demonstrations in France. 89,000 police deployed across the country. Authorities in Paris are hoping to avoid a repeat of last Saturday's violence, with rioters torching cars and looting shops.
I'm Elaine Cobb in Paris. The first demonstrators were on the Champs-Élysées by 6 a.m. local time. The police were there before them. There are barricades on all the streets leading to the Champs-Élysées, and a dozen armored vehicles are on the streets of the capital. Shops are boarded up, the Eiffel Tower and several museums are closed, and Parisians have been advised to avoid the city center.
Five teenagers and a mother are dead, and 60 people are injured at a rap concert in a club in the Italian town of Coronado. About 1,000 people were attending when a pepper spray-like substance filled the room, causing panic. One of the emergency doors was locked. A small wall near the entrance collapsed, crushing the skulls of the victims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump spoke at a national conference on crime in Kansas City. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
The president delivered the closing address at the 2018 Project Safe Neighborhoods National Conference. The meeting is sponsored by the Justice Department. The White House says Project Safe Neighborhoods is the centerpiece of the department's strategy for reducing violent crime.
An important milestone in our campaign to make America safe again is the reduction in the murder rate. Murders in America's largest cities are projected to drop by more than 8%. Compared to 2016, a remarkable turnaround in just two short years.
This year, there was a new all-time record for the prosecution of violent crime. 15,300 defendants were prosecuted for federal gun crimes, almost 20% more than the previous record. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The economy has added 155,000 jobs as the unemployment rate remains near historic lows. John Clemens reports.
The U.S. economy has created more than 2 million new jobs in 2018 in healthcare, construction, manufacturing, and in hospitality. Elaine Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the numbers.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 155,000 in November, and the unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7%. Job gains occurred in healthcare, in manufacturing, and in transportation and warehousing.
The unemployment rate is now at a 49-year low. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.